Meg Jeffries wasn't wearing underwear. She wiggled a bit in the back seat of the taxi, as if to confirm she was now 15 minutes from her apartment and all but naked under the rainbow fabric of her favorite skirt. If she asked the driver to turn around now, she would be late, and that was not an option, not today. As traffic on the Bay Bridge slowed, she thought about stopping somewhere along the way, but realized she no longer knew the city where she'd grown up. Infatuation, the trendy boutique her older sisters adored when they were teenagers, was now a dry cleaner. Meg leaned her forehead against the cold glass of the window. Nothing is the same. In more ways than just her underwear. Besides, she sat up, willing her insecurities away. She was not asking the balding driver, who reminded her of a gruffer version of her grandfather, if he knew of a place to pick up some panties. If she'd started working out as she'd promised herself last week, there might have been something in the oversized bag she carried everywhere. Maybe some bike shorts or bathing suit bottoms. When she'd researched the gym up the street, she had noticed they offered water aerobics. There was even a coffee shop en route from her apartment. Normal people worked out and drank coffee, and Meg was giving normal a real concerted effort these days. Searching the gym's website, she'd landed on the page that described four different membership packages when an email came in from one of her colleagues. It included a link to an article and a rolling eyes emoticon. She'd read the op-ed piece it linked to, arguing that climate change was natural and simply something for the bleeding hearts to worry about. It had pissed her off enough to close her browser and fire off a two-paragraph email to the paper responsible for the article. Not that she hadn't heard the same drivel hundreds of times before, but it still hit her anew every time. So, instead of picking a plan and joining a gym, she'd put Vivaldi's Concerto in G minor for two cellos on repeat and made zucchini muffins. Two rent payments into her new place, and it turned out the only normal thing she could manage was baking. It was a bit of an obsession. Since her neighbors were gluten-free vegans, that left a lot of baked goods for late-night snacks. Another contributing factor to her present state of undress, she thought as the taxi took a sharp left and threw her into the door, where a wad of dried chewing gum was squished into the miniature ashtray. Perhaps if she'd joined the gym instead of shoving carbs in her face and sending angry emails to people who simply didn't care, she would emerge a civilized adult. A woman with a schedule and flat abs. A professional with the basic reassurance of undergarments before she attempted to speak in front of an audience. It was that damn green skirt. The one that was too tight now that she was in the middle of a love affair with her oven and had discovered the falafel joint around the corner from her apartment. Both were to blame. She'd had on perfectly respectable panties until the green skirt, combined with the panties, made her ass look like it was in four sections instead of two. So she took off said panties, hoping for a smoother look. But after several more tugs and grunts, decided she looked ridiculous in green corduroy and went with her favorite skirt instead. Not only did it have an elastic waist with a silky tie, it was every color of the sunset. That was why she'd bought it four assignments ago. The skirt billowed out and made her feel pretty. Last time she'd worn it was on the plane home from her last shoot in Canada after spending 3 weeks photographing the gray wolf. God, what she wouldn't give to be back with the wolves. Or anything on four legs, for that matter. Instead of pulling up in front of the Moscone Center naked as a jaybird, to use an Uncle Mitch expression. She certainly wasn't naked, but when the valet opened the door of the taxi, a breeze danced along Meg's skirt, and she sure felt a little exposed. No one knows, she said more to herself, but the valet with the gauges in his ears looked up. Sorry, he asked as he patiently continued holding the door.